Hey, there's a sign. It says, you are leaving Tenerstone, the wet state.
It's about time.
Yeah. I'm about to catch a cold.
And this one says, you are entering Ottmanstone, the dry state. Yabba-dabba-doo! Here we are! Hooray!
And I guess that about concludes the ceremony. Old Zeke Flintstone is finally laid to rest at the ripe old age of 101.
You mean 102.
Are you sure?
Well, of course I'm sure. He weren't no more than 6 years younger than me. Ain't that right, Ma?
Yes, sirree!
Well, in any case, Zeke Flintstone is gone. He was the last of the Flintstones.
Look at them hat rocks. They sure are taking this hard.
Yeah! Yeah, them hat rocks sure are crying. I thought they hated Zeke Flintstone.
Well, they did. They did. The hat rocks and the Flintstones have been feuding for over 90 years.
I know. So why are they crying?
Why did Zeke have to leave us?
Woo, 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 woo!
Why did he have to climb that tree? He should have known he'd fall and break his neck.
Oh, he did it out of meanness, Granny. He knowed it would end the feud and we wouldn't have no more Flintstones to shoot.
It's a crying shame, that's what it is. The last Flintstone gone. Pa, you was there. Why didn't you catch Zeke when he fell out of the tree?
I couldn't. I was too busy shooting at him. Poor little slab. He's gonna grow up not knowing the pleasure of shooting a Flintstone.
And poor Percy, never again to know the joy of biting a Flintstone.
Porcosaurus, Nosey ain't loud in the house till supper.
Oh, dang. Well, gee, Paul, you think you feel bad? What about me? Look at all the time I spent making this high-powered rifle just to shoot Flintstones with. What am I gonna do with it now?
You can always shoot bear with it.
Oh, it ain't the same. Bears don't holler like Flintstones when they is hit.
Yeah, it looks like the good old days is gone forever. I can remember when the hills was full of Flintstones. We could hardly take 3 steps without flushing one out of somewhere. I recollect my pa coming home one day and saying he just got himself 4 Flintstones and a kettle quartz.
A kettle quartz?
Sam Kettle Quartz. Yeah, he was wearing a Flintstone hat, and Pa let him have it by mistake. Yeah, them was the good old days.
Oh, dang it, Pa. Ain't there no way we can keep the feud going? I know. We don't like the mill bricks nohow. We'll call them Flintstones and feud with them.
Nope, son. We can't do that. It wouldn't be a pure feud. And we Hat Rocks has always observed a pure feud law.
Yippee!
what y'all so fine happy about?
I just recollected something. Quite a spell back, there was a Jed Flintstone. He was a fat one with a big nose, itty-bitty eyes. Well, anyway, he had 16 sons.
16 Flintstones in one family? And what are you trying to do, Granny? Torture us?
Let me finish. Now, one of them 16 sons went away, left these mountains and never came back.
Yeah, so?
Don't you see? If that son of a Flintstone had sons of his own...
Yippee! Oh, there can still be some Flintstones around.
Even if there be a Flintstone left, how are you going to get him back here to the mountain?
Yeah, Ma's right. We'll have to put out some bait.
Bait's already out, son. Old Zeke Flintstone's estate.
You mean San Cemento?
Yep. Now that Zeke's gone, the law's gonna look for an heir. And when they find him, he's gonna come back and claim San Cemento. It's as simple as that.
Golly, I sure hope so.
It can't miss. Nobody in his right mind would pass up a chance to claim an estate like San Cemento. Why, for generations, it's been a showplace around here.
San Cemento. It's too good for the Flintstones. But I wish right now it was full of them.
So do I. I'd get a bead on a nice fat one and...
I sure hope the law locates some heirs.
Yep, come on, law, get busy and bring us some Flintstones.
Yahoo!
Blackstone J. Shystone, attorney at law. Now read that last paragraph back to me.
Yes, sir. And as the sole surviving relative of the late Zeke Flintstone, you are heir to his estate, San Cemento. Please come to Arkenstone to claim your inheritance.
Good. That goes to Fred Flintstone in Bedrock.
Yes, sir.
And Miss Shelley, I'd like that letter to go out right away.
Yes, sir. I'll send it airmail.
Boy, this is a heavy one.
Slate Gravel Quarry, Slate speaking. Oh, hello, Mrs. Flintstone. Yes, yes, he's just having his cactus break. I'll call him.
Boy, this cactus cola sure hits the spot.
Yeah, it tastes stronger than usual.
Flintstone!
Yeah, boss?
Telephone! It's your wife!
Gee, why do wives always have to call their husbands at work? I'm glad you and I work together, Hazel.
Yes, Lloyd.
Thanks, Mr. Slade. Yeah, Wilma?
Fred, you just got a letter from a lawyer. Your great-great-uncle Zeke passed away and left you his estate. Fred, you're the new lord of San Cemento. That's the name of Zeke's manor, San Cemento.
What? Wilma, well, slow down, will you?
What's she saying?
I don't know. Something about a great lawyer named Sam Cement passing away and leaving me Zeke Manners. Wilma, take it easy. Start over and take it slow. Yeah. No kidding. Yabba dabba doo. Boss, I'm rich. I just inherited an estate. Yahoo! Let's dance, boss. I'm rich. Yowie! Yabba dabba doo. Wooey!
He may be rich, but he can't dance.
And you say Fred never mentioned this great-great-uncle Zeke?
Never. I don't think he knew he existed.
Wilma, I'm home. No, Dino. No, Dino, here.
Alfino, stop! Cut it out! Will you wait a minute? Wilma, where's the letter from the lawyer?
Here it is, Fred.
The sole heir to San Cemente, please come and claim your estate. Yippee!
Yippee!
Dino, will you cut it out?
San Cemente? It sounds like a castle.
Yeah, I bet it takes at least 150 servants to keep up the place.
Gosh, I guess I'll have to start calling you two your highnesses.
Oh, Betty.
Hey, I just had a thought. Barney could get some time off from his job, can't he, Betty?
Well, I guess so. Why?
You and Barney are going to Arkenstone with us as my guests. We'll make a real holiday out of it.
Oh, you mean it?
Sure, sure. And start getting ready, because the sooner we leave, the sooner I get what's coming to me.
Oh, well, I'll get Mother to take care of Bam Bam. I'm sure Barney can make it. Oh, I'm so excited.
She's excited. What about us? Yahoo!
Oh, Fred.
You know something, honey?
What?
I like dancing with you better than with my boss. He tries to leave.
Barney, that takes care of my luggage.
And this is all of mine.
What are you taking the gun for?
Well, Fred's taking his.
That's right. Everybody in the Arkenstone Mountains goes hunting. You've seen pictures of those hillbillies. They always have guns.
Yeah. Hey, what do you suppose they shoot, Fred?
I don't know, but we'll soon find out.
Come along, Pebbles. No, honey, no, no. There's no room for that big doll. Take it back into the house.
All right, Pebbles. We'll find room for your dolly. Oh, no, you don't. You're not taking that bone. Arkenstone, here we come. Arkenstone Filling Station. I'm going to have the car checked and find out exactly where we are.
Good. And while you're doing that, we girls will freshen up, right, Betty?
I'm with you.
Of course, Pebbles. We'll get you some grape juice. You're thirsty.
Hey, I think I'll get some too, Fred. I didn't have any breakfast. One.
Hey, Barney, get me one, too.
Okay, okie dokie, Fred. Make it two. Make it two!
I hear you, I hear you. I'm not deaf, you know.
Howdy, shall I fill her up?
Yeah, with Ethel. Say, can you tell me how far we are from San Cemente?
Old Zeke Flintstone's place?
Yeah, that's right.
It's about 40 miles straight up them mountains.
Oh, boy. Thanks.
Why y'all going to San Cemente? You fixing to buy it?
Nope. It's already mine. I inherited it.
Yeah, Zeke Flintstone was his great-great-uncle. Fred here is his sole heir.
You mean you're a Flintstone?
I'm the Flintstone. The last of my line.
Well, don't you know about the feud?
Feud?
The Hat Rocks and the Flintstones. Why, they've been shooting each other on sight ever since folks can remember.
Oh, come on now. Feuding went out with the Dark Ages.
Take my advice, mister. Go back where you come from while you're still in one piece. One big fat piece.
Hey, maybe he's right, Fred. Feuds can be dangerous.
Nothing doing. I inherited San Cemente, and I'm gonna get what's coming to me.
We're ready to go, Fred.
Be right there, Wilma. Hey, don't mention any of this to the girls, Barney. They just worry over nothing. So, you say there's good hunting in the mountains, eh? Well, Barney, we may be shooting at something sooner than we think.
Or vice versa.
Cut it out, will you? Okay, let's go. We'll reach San Cemente in a couple of hours.
Cousin Maybelle, this is Cousin Benji. Get me Cousin Clem and hurry, Cousin Maybelle.
Hat Rock
residence. Oh, hi, Cousin Benji. Flintstones?
Flintstones?
You sure, Cousin Benji? Sure. Much obliged to you, cousin. Flintstones is a-coming. A whole carload of them coming up the north road.
Flintstones, yahoo! Let me at them. Ma, get my gun. We're gonna give them Flintstones a reception they'll remember as long as they live. Maybe longer. Maybe till sundown.
We're almost to the top. San Cemente must be around here somewhere.
I hope so. I'm tired.
It's awfully quiet. Aren't there any people up here?
Oh, they're probably around, going about their own business.
Steady, everybody. I'll tell you when to fire.
I wonder what kind of reception we'll get from our neighbors.
As the last of the Flintstones, they'll probably give you a 21-gun salute.
Fire!
What the?
Hey, I was only kidding.
Get them Flintstones!
Hey, Fred, it's the Hat Rocks. Step on it.
Yeah, duck down, everybody.
Follow them Flintstones!
Fred, what are those loonies attacking us for?
They're Hat Rocks. We got a feud with them.
A feud?
Hey, quick, Fred. There's a place up ahead. Turn in there.
Drat! They're inside. Come on out, Flintstones, or we'll shoot you out.
Come and get us.
You missed me.
Hey, I just thought of something. We're not Flintstones. We're not involved in a feud.
So
I'm going out and explain to the Hat Rocks. Hey, hold it, Hat Rocks. Don't shoot. I'm not a Flintstone. I'm a Rubble. R-U-B-B-L-E. Rubble. I'm just a friend of the Flintstones, that's all. Just a friend.
And a friend to the Flintstones is an enemy to the Hat Rocks. Fire!
What did they say?
They said any friend of the Flintstones is an enemy of the Hat Rocks.
I see what you mean.
You'll never hold that mob off with just two guns. Oh, what'll we do?
Stand away from that window and we'll show you. You may fire when ready, Dino.
Roar! Roar!
Hey, look out!
How do you like that?
Firing back at us. Dang, Granite. You never could trust a Flintstone.
I guess that showed him.
Yeah. Feuding can be fun, huh, Fred?
But it doesn't do much for real estate values.
You can say that again. Ugh, I'd hate to be the owner of this shack.
Me too. I wonder who is. Oh!
Betty, what's the matter?
Wilma, look at that picture. Look at the name on it.
Zeke Flintstone. Oh, then this must be San Cemente. Oh, Fred.
Yeah?
Careful with that gun, Fred. I wouldn't want you to shoot yourself.
Shoot myself? Now, why would I do that?
Because this is San Cemente.
Yeah, well, I San Cemente? I don't believe it.
Hey, you Flintstones, you better come out while there's still something left of San Cemente.
I rest my case.
San Cemente, wouldn't you know it? For this, we travel 1,000 miles. Oh, boy.
I'm a-going home, Granny. Got a pie baking, and it ought to be just about done.
I'll go with you. Keep a-feuding, Pa.
Ow! Bullseye!
How long can they keep feuding?
Hey, here come the Hat Rock women!
Yes?
Good afternoon. Is the lady of the house at home? We've come to pay our respects.
Come in.
Which one of you ladies is Mrs. Flintstone?
I am. This is Mrs. Rubble.
Pleased to meet you. I'm Granny Hat Rock, and this is my daughter-in-law, Gravella.
Howdy. We brought you something.
Oh, a pie. How nice.
It's possum pie.
Possum pie?
Yeah, possum pie. You were expecting maybe black beans?
Won't you ladies sit down?
No, no thanks. We gotta get back to our feudin'. Come along, Gravella.
Would you tell me something, please? How did this silly feud get started?
What weren't silly? About 100 years ago, Mona Hatrock had her picture painted. While all the folks is admiring it, Rory Flintstone up and says, I don't know what the artist got for painting that, but he should have got life. And that started the feud. One side, fatso.
So that's how the feud started.
All because Fred's ancestor was an art critic.
Duck, everybody! It started again!
Pebbles! Where's Pebbles? Oh, where's my baby? Dino, go find her. Quick, everybody out the back door. We've got to find Pebbles.
It's awful quiet up there. We'll give him one more volley, then rush him.
Hold your fire. Little Slab is missing. Slab, where be ya? Get it going, Percy. Find Little Slab. We gotta find Slab.
Pebbles, you naughty girl. Mommy ought to spank you.
Slab, I ought to whoop you good.
Now, take it easy. They're both safe.
Look at them. Oh, the best of friends. I think we grown-ups can learn from them.
Yep, reckon you're right. Us Hatrocks is in your debt. The Hatrock Flintstone feud is over, and to celebrate, we're a throwing a big party!
Some party, huh, Bob?
You said it, Cousin Flintstone.
Like I was saying, it's quite a picture. Who is that?
That's Mona Hatrock, Pa's great-great-grandma. A famous artist painted it.
Well, I don't know what the artist got for painting that picture, but if you ask me, he should have got life.
Let's get him!
The feud's on again, Evie!
Get them Flintstones!
Come back! Blast them! Come back now! Get them Flintstones!
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Stone Age family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of history. Someday, maybe Fred will win the fight.